epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Certainly wanted to get the chance to talk to you with the latest in terms of your lawsuit that you're representing people of Buffalo against the city with regards to the lack of fluoride in the drinking water for several years. What can you tell us about the latest with that case?
So we are currently in federal court in front of Judge Sinatra. We have filed an amended complaint that's aligned with federal pleading standards. And so some time ago, the defendants filed some motion practice asking the court to dismiss the case primarily on the basis of the idea that they had allegedly did actually disclose, they argue, that they had stopped fluoridating the water back in 2015, and that their argument effectively was that since they had provided notice that everyone knew that there was no fluoride in the water, and so there's nothing to complain about. We oppose those papers vigorously. We think we have really powerful arguments that mean that we should move on to the next phase here, which would be discovery and move forward to trying to get this class certified. So last week there had been oral argument in front of the federal court on this question of the motion to dismiss. The court invited some supplemental briefing. There are a couple of pretty nuanced, sophisticated legal issues that are at play here. And you know, our feeling and our hope certainly is that this case should move on to the next phase.
The city of Buffalo is trying to get the judge in this case to dismiss it. Why do you believe that the judge should keep this case and not dismiss it and allow you to continue to present your case and hopefully provide some justice for the people you represent?
Sure. The case law and the law that revolves around a number of the causes of action that we're suing under, about this concept that the defendants failed to make clear to the residents of Buffalo that the water no longer included the therapeutic levels of fluoride that was being represented as being in the water. And so there's a concept in the law of what was the dominant impression of the communication and marketing materials that were sent out. And we, in our complaint and in our opposition papers, we lay out the fact that for many years, the defendants were sending out these water quality reports and publishing on buffalowater.com that, you know, diagrams that reflect that there's still fluoride being inserted into the water as late as, you know, 2021, 2022, and affirmative statements stating that Buffalo is one of the waterways in New York State that does include the level of fluoride that is helpful for dental purposes, and that they do actively monitor Buffalo's water to ensure that it has the recommended levels of fluoride within the water. Then they, after saying that all those things do in fact happen, they include a sentence that says, but, you know, as of July, as of 2015, we haven't been including fluoride in the water. And so fluoride is a naturally occurring, you know, mineral, and it's certainly possible that either naturally or through some process of delayed, you know, impact on the water, that all the rest of the statements in the in that marketing material and in those reports was true, and that the water did in fact have the therapeutic levels of fluoride that they were telling the people of Buffalo that it did contain. Nowhere in those, in any disclosure and in any report, did Buffalo or Veolia ever state that the water no longer included those that therapeutic level of fluoride. Instead, just the opposite. They anyone who reviewed that material would come away with the impression that in fact water continued to have sufficient levels of fluoride. And I think that the most powerful evidence for that reality was in the reaction community-wide when the disclosure came out that there was no fluoride in the water. We saw the mayor have an emergency press conference. We saw the common council rush for meetings and write strongly written demand letters for information. And probably most importantly, we saw leaders from UV Dental School and the local dental societies and pediatric dentists loudly and with shock come out and complain and demand that this issue was fixed.
So what's next for your team as you continue to work this case? When do you expect to hear from the judge whether they're going to dismiss this case or not? And what are you hoping for going forward?
Yeah, so the court made clear from the bench that, you know, they could use some supplemental briefing. We're in the process of drafting that. I suspect that the court will put out a lengthy, a well-reasoned opinion that deals with, you know, some of the thorny legal issues that are before it. That'll probably take some time. He's promised, the judge promised to get it out quickly, and you know, I suspect it will be coming in the next, you know, few months. After that, assuming that we prevail, we're hoping that we should and believe that we should, this would move on to discovery. We can learn more about why, in fact, Buffalo made the shocking decision to stop fluoridating the water and what was going on for those 9 or 10 years. And we can, you know, further develop and understand what the impact that had across the community was, and develop those facts. And eventually we get a class certified, meaning that the court recognizes that all hundreds of thousands of residents of Buffalo since 2015 have been injured by that lack of fluoride. And from there, we go forward to eventually get a trial date and have the injustice and damage to the community rectified.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.